And thank you, Greg. Yeah, that forecast for the weekend and next week looks great. Fall weather may actually be here, so looks really good with the highs on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday around 78, 79, and that's ideal weather for a bluegrass event, or a concert. I don't say a bluegrass event, but it's called Picking on a Soldier's Heart, and it's Jeremy Wallace with us. And I probably said that wrong, didn't I, Jeremy?
No, it's all right. Yeah, definitely a great forecast for this weekend. Looking like a high of like 79 Friday and Saturday, maybe 82 on Sunday. Definitely going to be a great weekend.
It will, for sure. And this is all to benefit your organization, A Soldier's Heart, that does wonderful work in our community and for our veterans. And I'll ask you to get in particulars, but just this morning you got a call from someone that had someone that needed help. So you're already doing your work.
That's right.
Before your work starts.
Just because we got a music festival going on don't mean we're still not doing what we can to help out our veterans.
That's wonderful. And that's what this event is for, is to bring awareness to that and to also to raise some money to help you keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah, the fundraiser, it's our annual fundraiser. 3-day music festival, 35 bands, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this fundraiser allows us to co-host and host retreats for veterans with PTSD. So that's what the money's going to.
Exactly. And you've got 3 days, as you mentioned. And how is it possible to manage 35 different bands coming in?
It's a challenge. But in the military, in combat, you function under organized chaos, and you learn to kind of adapt to it and work with what you got.
That's right. And you've got some great acts coming in. I know here locally, Josh Williams, that's what we were talking about before the show. And I see Caleb and Colt Swift will be there. Some great local acts, Carson Denfip, and I'm sure several others. Lou Jutton will be there.
Yeah, Lou Jutton will be there. Man, we've got Hollerhead, Tony Logue in the 184 band. Oh, yeah. They're up and coming artists that are really getting after it. Got the Leftovers, a lot of youth. We got Candace Gunn, Ariel Evans, Haley Martin. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on.
And again, this will be Friday, September 8th, Saturday the 9th, and Sunday the 10th. And you can get tickets. I know you can go online and just scan tickets. I'm not technical savvy enough to know how to do that. But
we've got a QR code on all of our posters and things like that that'll take you to our website, which is bluegrassandmuddywaters.org. You can get tickets there, or we'll have tickets available at the gate.
That's wonderful. And this is a 3-day event, but you don't have to go all 3 days. You can go to one day, or go to parts of all three if you like.
We've got single day passes available. They're $25. And then we've got the weekend passes, of course, for $50. Bring your lawn chair, bring your friends. Come spend the weekend with us. If you got a dog, you want to bring your dog, just make sure you keep them leashed.
That's right. And the weather, I know that's always important.
Oh, yeah.
I think last year it wasn't as cooperative, was it?
We had a bad forecast last year. It seemed like it was 100% chance of thunderstorms every day. And we did get a little rain at night, but maybe 15 drops Saturday is all we got during the festival.
Well, good. Well, this year looks really nice. Clear skies, highs around 79. That's almost ideal, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to have a shuttle that's going to be running through Aurora to some of the resorts for Friday and Saturday. We're going to have lots of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, veterans organizations. We're going to have some bounce houses for the kids, face painters, henna tattoos, things like that. So it's going to be a big weekend.
It will, for sure. And I know you work hard to make this event happen, but it's as you mentioned, for a great cause. And it's, I guess, your biggest fundraiser, isn't it?
This is our only annual fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
We do ourselves, yeah.
And you do take, if someone listening that maybe can't attend this would like to help out, they can still do so, though.
Yeah, they can still donate. We've got available on our website. There's a donation button on there that they can set up. One-time donation, monthly donation, whatever they'd like to do.
All right.
And that's bluegrassandmuddywaters.org.
Okay. And tell us a little bit, you've highlighted kind of what you do, but what got you thinking about doing this and led you to this, or led you to start this?
Well, I served with a National Guard unit out of Benton, Kentucky. Was in Iraq in 2006, 2007. We were in convoy escorts down Route Tampa. between Baghdad and Tikrit in Iraq. And we lost one guy from our unit overseas to combat, several injured, but it was probably less than 2 months after we got back that the first guy that I served with took his own life.
Mm. Sorry.
And then there was another one, and so I got tired of going to funerals and figured out, we've got to figure out something we can do to help these guys out and give them a different option and something that they can maybe take away and better their lives, and trying to prevent really more veterans from taking their own life.
Yep, exactly. Well, it's wonderful work you're doing, and there, thankfully, there are a lot of good organizations, but still the number of the suicide rate for our veterans is way, way too high.
And yeah, it's still way too high.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and if anything, we're going to work harder and do everything we can to help prevent that.
Yeah, and it's something that unless you've served, you can't understand. And that's, I know that's hard correct. To explain because yeah. people yeah. try to be empathetic, but it's just something you have to go through.
Yeah.
But again, Jeremy Wallace visiting with us this morning, talking about the Picking on a Soldier's Heart, the concert that will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this, again, will be at Kinlake State Resort Park. And what a great place to have a concert, too.
It's a beautiful venue right there on right there overlooking a lake.
Yep.
If anybody's coming up on boats, we're going to have a way y'all can donate if you'd like to. We'll have some music, some speakers facing the water for our boater friends. Again, bluegrassandmuddywaters.org for tickets and festival information. Click the Buy Tickets button. Gates open at 3 on Friday. Music starts at 4. Gates open at 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Music starts at 12. And then Sunday at 11, we're also going to have a yoga session.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I might participate, but I'm not leading the yoga.
You're not leading it? You don't do a class? All right. Well, let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit some more with Jeremy right after this.